You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Faith for Flow by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
I told y'all part of my purpose is not to merely just preach the word of God and to get people saved, which is what I believe all Christians and all ministers of the gospel have in common. But part of my calling and purpose is to raise up millionaires in the body of Christ. It's to raise up millionaires. So that's why I teach about finances. And that's why I teach the macro of just God's plan corporately for what we want to do with this finances. But also, as we go on, I'm going to deal with some micro things, that some very specific things of what we need to do to get in God's plans for our finances. Because when I talk about millionaires, and so I've been reading and studying and balancing so much that I've been reading and studying, God's been telling me, with scriptures, because I've always had this, y'all, if you listen to me for the years, I always had somewhat of a dilemma between this whole thing about accumulating wealth, but then also being distribution centers. And it can look like they're in conflict. It can look like, well, if I'm always distributing, how am I going to acquire? Okay. But if I can't just focus on acquiring, because I need to be a distributor. And so I want us to think, when we talk about being kingdom millionaires, I want us to think about being the kind of people that millions can flow through us into the kingdom. Everybody say, millions will flow through me into the kingdom of God. So God needs to have people with million flow. Come on, say that. Say, I will get into the million flow. Say, I will tap into the million flow. So when we talk about building a facility for $15-18 million, then we need people who are in the million flow. Otherwise, that's just dream. Otherwise, that's payments forever. Otherwise, that seemed like something that just can't happen. I was at a pastor's retreat. Retreat's a working retreat, but it's a retreat nonetheless, that I've been going to now for the last four or five years. And they were saying, most of us there are probably, the youngest is probably like 45, and the oldest may be close to 70. These pastors were there of major churches, particularly African American churches, throughout the country. A lot of names about throughout. We're sitting there in a room together. It's probably only about 50 of us who go to it. But the bishop who puts that together, he was asked, hey, so how you sleep? And everybody was saying, oh, slept good. He said, you can tell how old you are by when folks ask how you sleep. Because old people always sleep good. I slept good. Because that's why the Bible says old men shall dream dreams. Okay? Come on, you got to be in deep sleep to dream dreams. Young men see visions. Young men can't hardly sleep for seeing it, all the stuff. But God wants to take us from dreams to visions. Not just something in our mind, but stuff that we can make happen. And so we started teaching last week about faith for flow. And I want you to have faith for million flow. I'm not just talking about accumulation of stuff. Because we saw last week, according to the scripture, about the man who was the rich fool. And that man in Luke 12 stored up a whole bunch of stuff. Did he not? He said, I have much goods for many years, which is the traditional financial dream. To store up a whole bunch of stuff, okay? Live like a miser now. Live poor now. Don't spend now, because you need it when you're 70. Don't give now. Accumulate. So you can have this big nest egg. Save for the rainy day. Okay? That is the traditional way that the so-called financial experts teach about finances. Am I right? Okay? They basically tell you, you can't, you know, watch this. So that's why you got 70-year-old men riding around in a Porsche that they can't get into and hardly can't get out. Don't ask me, I got one. Okay. Can't get into and trying to get out because they bought into you can't have that until you're old. Are y'all with me here? And so I want to change our thinking into thinking flow. Everybody say flow. When we talk about flow, we're talking about living in a way that we manage our finances and trust God that we never run out. Come on. I have today and I'll have tomorrow. I can live good today and I can live good tomorrow. Because watch this. Come and say this with me. Say, I have no fear in running out. I have faith in running over. Come on, look at Luke 6:38. We quote it all the time. We quote it all the time. Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be what? Given unto you. How? Good measure. Press down. Shaken together. And what? Running over. Running over. Flow. Running over. Just like you see in this picture behind me. Of a waterfall that is running over. God said if we live this life of giving, then I will bless you and always cause men to give into your bosom. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, which sound like more than enough. Amen. Shall men give into your bosom. He's saying you set yourself up with this by how you are a giver today. Now I want us to think of giving in a broader way than just money, but it's usually just seen most clearly with the example of money. But giving produces wealth. And I'm not just talking about money. Giving produces wealth. If you want to know how to get wealthy, you got to find a way to give to the earth. You got to find a way to give to people. God will bless you when you find a way to give and meet people's needs. And when you give into the earth and give into society and give into the community, and again, I'm not just talking about money. It's most seen with money. But when you find a way to be a giver, people by the nature of God in us will respond by giving back to you. Now, you've heard this before in another way. Wealth is created by meeting needs. Have you heard that before? You get money by meeting needs. Okay? Thank God for good old Mr. Blockbuster. So who's that? I said Mr. Blockbuster. Y'all remember Mr. Blockbuster? No, Blockbuster. You see, y'all forgot Blockbuster, huh? Don't y'all remember the place you used to go get videos? Mr. Blockbuster was good as long as he meet needs. Somebody else came along named Mr. Netflix. Mr. Netflix said, you know what? Maybe people don't want to leave the house. Maybe people want to get the movies right from the house. Okay? And even before that, another guy came along, Mr. Redbox. Okay. None of us, well, by him having the fair, it ain't none of our business. Okay. But Mr. Amazon, okay, none of us got a problem that he became a billionaire. How many of y'all use Amazon? How many of y'all Prime members? I am. Okay. Just look around the room. None of us have problems with him being a billionaire or getting rich. Know why? Because he meet needs for you. Come on now, come on, work with me here. He's meeting a need that you have, especially men have. If I don't ever have to go to a mall a day in my life, it'd be all right with me. If I could see what I want and get it at the house tomorrow, what you talking about? All kinds of stuff, okay, that you, what, you know, this past summer, I needed a pool part. There was on my pool there was this, but just, it was one little, it's a little thing. It only cost about $5 to $10, depending where I get it from. It was a little part, but it's a gouge, a gauge. And I was turning it too hard and broke it. I turned it, and the water went squirting out, and then I, again, remember, I always tell you, you got to keep your head clear. You got to keep your head clear. First, I panicked. Oh, what I got to, and then I just cut the pool off. The water stopped. I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to flood the whole neighborhood. Okay, just calm down. Cut the thing off. I went around to four or five different pool places looking for this part. I went to a pool place down at Harbison. They didn't have it. They said, try over Home Depot. And I mean, Home Depot, because that looks like a part that's for this. And I went over there. No, we can get it. We can get it to you. Get it by next week. And I went to a pool place in Lexington. Then I went to, it occurred to me, look on Amazon. I got it, got the pool part, and I just put in the numbers, and the part came up. And it was cheaper than everybody else, and it wasn't going to take a week. I had it the next day. He met a need for me. I don't have no problem that man being rich. I want y'all to see that wealth is created by meeting people's needs and making things better for other people. My value to you as your pastor is that I give you something that makes your life better. And it gotta be beyond just going to heaven. Because I may not be the one who first told you the gospel and brought you to the Lord. That is settled. My value to you has to be that every time you come here and I open my mouth, it enriches your life in some way. It adds to your life. It makes things better for you, for your wife, for your children, for your future generations. That's my value to you. And many of you have no problem with me being economically benefited in some kind of way for that because I add value to you. Come on now. The person who does not come to this church, the person who doesn't listen to me, the person I have no value talk about, you see that kind of car he drive? He don't need that kind of car because I don't add any value to them. When you add value to people's lives and meet people's needs, money cometh. And you don't have to manipulate. And you don't have to hook and crook. Just by the principle of giving, it starts you to receiving. Because if you give, it's given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down. Shake together. And run on over. God, listen, God causes men to give into your bosom. So, while you're thinking about getting wealthy and getting rich, here's a better question. How can I meet people's needs? What can I do to eliminate a need in somebody's life? What can I do to enrich someone else's life? And if you learn to do that, now you can have faith to flow, which is what I'm teaching about. Faith to flow means that I really believe and I conduct my life based upon the faith principle that says, when I act in faith and live by faith and give in faith, come on, say it with me. Say, I'll have what I need when I need it, and it'll be there when I get there. That's the basic understanding of flow. I'll have what I need when I need it. It'll be there when I get there. And if you don't have faith for flow, you're going to live in fear of having your needs met, even though Philippians 4:19 gives us a promise, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. If you don't have faith for flow, you're going to live like a miser, someone who is stingy, hoards up money and wealth, and lives miserably today because you're always in fear of running out. So you live miserably today because you're always in fear of the rainy day. Gotta have something for a rainy day. Know what you need for a rainy day? An umbrella. You don't need $1 million for a rainy day. You need an umbrella. So we saw in Luke 12 about the rich fool. The rich fool who had this, I'm going to tear down my bonds and build greater ones. He had bought into what America teaches us about this accumulation theory. Wealth is about accumulating and having this big lump sum for yourself. That's what he thought. And so verse 19 of Luke 12, he said, I'm going to New Living Translation. I'm going to sit back, say to myself, my friend, you have enough stored away for years to come. Take it easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. And God said, you fool, you're going to die this very night. Then who will get everything you worked for? You have not used your wealth for flow in the earth. You use your wealth trying to store up for a day that you'll never see. And all you were thinking about is yourself. I'm going to tear down these bonds and build bigger. Never thought about, man, okay, I already got enough. I can bless other people. I can help other people. I can put this, use this in a way, watch this, that could even cause more flow while I'm blessing people. I need to hear what I said. Create more flow while you're blessing people. More flow for you while you're blessing people. Come on. That's what business is all about. More flow for you while you're blessing people. And while you're blessing people, you get more of a flow. Because if you don't have faithful flow, you're not going to live by the principles of God's word. You won't be a giver. You'll never live the way God wants you to live. If you don't have faithful flow, I say you'll never be a successful entrepreneur. You never can be a business starter, a business owner. You can never be in sales, etc. And you will always have a fixed income. I was talking to someone the other day. They said, Dad, they said this, someone said to me, this company is trying to recruit me, and they have, it's sales. Now, can I tell you, if I wasn't thinking the way I was thinking, and I've changed my philosophy of life about this thing, I would have said, as so many of y'all have heard, okay, it's based upon scarcity mentality, just get yourself a good, safe job. But the people make the most money are salespeople. I ain't telling everybody, now everybody can't sell. Okay? Some of y'all, I can't think of the analogy I'm trying to think about. Some of y'all can't sell nothing to nobody. You got to know your gifts. You got to know your calling. You got to know your ability. Amen. I told you about the man who was unfortunately had a very bad stuttering problem, but he was a Bible salesman. But unfortunately, he studied very, very bad. Okay, and stuttering is nothing but to make fun of. Okay, I studied very bad as a child. Okay, certain words I got to be careful right now. I got to be real deliberate because I'll get stuck on it. Okay, it's something that God had to deliver me from, had to get help from. But the Bible salesman, he would knock on the door, and he would have this big Bible. He said, can I sell you the Bible? And they said, no. And then he would keep knocking on the door. He said, please, can this sell you the Bible? Then he said, I can read it to you. They said, just give me the Bible. You got to know if you can sell or not. Everybody can't sell. Some of y'all get that later. But salespeople make the most money. And so he said, well, they have a base. I said, well, if you can sell, you have unlimited potential. If you can sell, you have unlimited potential, especially if they're getting your base. You know, you got this base. And then you can go beyond that. Because can I tell you? To live by faith does not always look safe. Peter, Lord, if that's you, bid me to come. Well, come on out here, Peter. How many of y'all know walking on rough seas ain't safe? As Pastor Marsha, being on the boat in rough lake ain't safe. Forget walking on rough seas, okay? And so sometimes to do things in faith, it looks scary. You got to face your fears if you're going to live by faith. Amen. And you're going to have to overcome this fear of running out. So we say we give to live. We sow to flow. We cast the last. Then we're going to have to live this. We're going to have to walk this out. Let me move on here. Because this week I've been talking about it already. There's basically two economic mindsets. There's scarcity mindset and there's abundance mindset. And one way or another, I've talked about this over the years. There's scarcity mindset and there's abundance mindset. There's scarcity mentality and there's abundance mentality. If you have scarcity mentality, you have fear in running out. I only got this much. Got this 1 gallon. And we, come on, we got to, you know, we stuck on the island and this is all we got. And I got to hide it. I got to make sure you don't get too much. I got to ration out myself. I don't care how thirsty I get. I got this 1 gallon. And that's it. That's scarcity mentality. On the other hand, you have abundance mentality. Abundance mentality says, I'm never going to run out. Say it with me. Say, there's more where that came from. Abundance mentality lives life like that. There's more where that came from, especially once I tap into God's flow for my life. There is more where that came from. Whatever God tells me to do, I'm going to do it because there's more where that came from. Whatever God tells me to give, I'm going to go ahead and give it because there's more where that came from. So if God tells me to take the $5,000 that's supposed to be for your house, that's supposed to be for the future nest egg for the retirement and start a church with it, then there's more where that came from. It's a mentality. Scarcity mentality causes you to live with jealousy and insecurity when you see others blessed. I told y'all many years ago, I got this van. I got the Suburban. Thank you. Couldn't remember. Got the Chevy Suburban. I got rid of my old van and the Perry's co-signed for me. I didn't teach them you weren't supposed to co-sign for nobody. I didn't. Hadn't taught them that yet. So they did it. Okay. But really it depends who you're co-signing for and if you like what you're signing for. Don't co-sign for anybody unless you like what you're co-signing for, because it just might be yours. Well, can you co-sign for me? Well, let me go see what we're getting. It's this orange car with red seats. No, I don't like that. I can't co-sign for that because I can't see myself driving that. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Don't co-sign for anybody if you're not willing to understand that I may have to make the payment. Don't get mad. Amen. Don't get mad. My daughter had got herself in a situation with an apartment up in New York, and we both got a letter. Well, I thought that was paid when I moved out there. I thought it paid. Well, it wasn't paid. And I can get mad all day long. I signed for it. Okay, I fuss with her, but we got to pay it because I signed. Don't get mad when you sign. That's an agreement. It's understood. I can't believe. No, you. That's why they came to you. Somebody got to be a sucker for them. Somebody got to help them. Okay. Understand that. Okay. So where was I at here? If you live by scarcity mentality, you're going to have fear and running out. So I got the Suburban and a man who was in our church at the time asked, can he come to my house and have a meeting with me? Okay. Now I try to, my house is like the bat cave. Got to go around and over the mountain through the hills. Okay. And if we take you there, we got blind for you. Okay. But back then everybody came to the house. And so he said, he can't. I said, okay. He said, Pastor Ben, you know, some of us in the church got a problem with you having this Suburban. Ellen said, Perry, did y'all have a problem with me having a Suburban? They didn't have no problems. He said, some of us got a problem because some of us are trying to tithe. We're trying to tithe. And you got a Suburban. Well, obviously, if you're trying to tithe, I ain't depending on your tithe for the Suburban because I can't count on you. Whatever we do, it ain't based on you. And especially back then, we were small. I knew everybody. I knew who was a giver, who not giver. Now I got to go check. I got to get a background check on you and call the IRS and all that kind of stuff. Okay. Now I'm just kidding about that. Okay. So they call the IRS on you? They told me to ask for their W-2. Now they go right to the IRS. I'm just kidding, y'all. Jesus. He said, you got the car I want. That's the car I want. I said, well, guess what? It wasn't custom. I bought it off the lot off the line. As a matter of fact, they got a whole bunch more look just like it. Go get yourself one. But see, if you have scarcity mentality, when other people get blessed, you think it's taking something from you. That's just indication that you have scarcity mentality versus abundant mentality. Because scarcity mentality, it causes you to live with jealousy and insecurity when you see others blessed.
Do you really believe that if you give, you'll receive? When you have faith for flow, you understand that you will have what you need when you need it. There will be no fear of running out. Bishop Herbert Bailey helps you to activate your faith for flow in this powerful series. Order today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rdci.info. For immediate access, subscribe to rightdirection.tv. Ask for Double for Your Trouble and get the bonus message, Faith for Flow. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.